So we are continuing the Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Daled, Perek Yud Zayin, where he basically goes on and quotes many, many endless amount of Mamari Chazal, talking about the godless of Torah, and how being connected to Torah makes a person protected from not only the tsaros in this world, but even the tsaros in the next world. And the reason is because all those things come from being far from Hashem. And when a person is connected to Torah, they're close to Hashem. So let's just choose a sampling of some of the Mamari Chazal that he quotes. He quotes a Zohar over here. Zohar says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Amai Yisioi Boraisa. Why was the Torah given with fire and with fire and darkness? The command ishtadol be'iraisa, because whoever learns Torah ishtaziv me'isha achara be'gehenna. He's gonna avoid the fire of Gehenna because he's gonna have the fire of Torah. So that's one Maamar Chazal. He continues another Maamar Chazal. He says pekudalu matarb choyoyma. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah daily. The iu raza demem nusa ilah. It's the secret of our emuna. Leminda arche de kutcha bricho, to understand the ways of Hashem. To choma de ishtada barais, someone who learns Torah, zochi b'hai alma, he is zoich in this world, zochi b'alma da'asa, and he is zoich in the next world. The ishtaze mikota ke gorim bishin, he's protected from all the bad prosecuting angels. The gain de iraisa raza demem nusa ii, because the Torah is the secret of our emuna. Demandi Sasik Bey, Sasik Bey Munusai Law. Someone that is Isaac in Torah is being Isaac in the highest level of Aramuna. Ashrei Shchimta Begave Vlo Yisadi Mine. And Hashem puts a Shchina in that person who's learning Torah. That's what he says. And he has another Maimar Chazal from the Zohar. It says, Rabbi Loza Pasach V'Amar, Rabbi Loza brings a Pasach, Gal Einai Ve'Abita, Niflos Mitarasach, a beautiful Pasach that is actually printed in the front of many Gemaras, that before you start learning, you say this Pasach. It says, David Melch until, Gal Einai, reveal my eyes Ve'Abita, and then I will be able to see Niflos Mitarasach, the Pella, the greatness of your Torah. Kama inun b'nei nasha tipshin. How foolish are people? The loyadin of lo mistakul and ishkad lo be'iraisa. They don't bother trying to learn. Begain de'iraisa kol chayim. Torah provides life. V'chol cheru. And it provides freedom. V'chol tuv. And it provides the tuv, the goodness. Ba'alma dein. And this world. U ba'alma da'asi. And in the next. Iyu cheru da'alma dein. U da'alma da'asi iyu. Chayin inun ba'alma dein. It's the life in this world. Etc. etc. Then he goes down here, he says, why are you considered free? Why free? Why free? So he says, because whoever learns, because no nations will ever be able to take a hold of him, because he's really going to be free. That's why he's free. So this is like, like one of the bigger Rabbanim who is in jail. So they said, you're captive. He says, I'm captive. Nothing changed. He said, what do you mean nothing changed? Now you're in jail. Said, my body's in jail, but my mind is still learning. I don't care if I'm learning in a jail cell, I'm learning in my house. You can't captivate me. There's nothing you could do to take me captive. You could take my goof captive, but you can't take me captive because the person is defined by their das much more than by their goof. Like what we said before, we mentioned before that it says, Vayikach Korach. Korach took the people. So Rashi says, Lakham Bidvarim, he convinced them. So why is that called taking them? Vayikach Korach? Because if you have the person's mind, you have the person. Right? You have them. Right? So Korach convinced them. He means he had his mind. If you have the mind of the person, you have. So someone's connected in Torah, their mind is connected to Hashem. So at that point, they're goof. There's nothing you can do to captivate them. They will be always free. It doesn't matter. Okay? You may remember that at the end of a siyum, we always say a pasuk. ubishachbacha tishmor alecha vakitzoy sahisa sisichecha. No one knows how to say that pasuk, and everyone messes it up. And at the end of the sea, and half the people are correcting him. No, tishichecha, tishichecha. Okay, so that pasuk. Okay, so what is it saying? Bihis halechecha, when you are going, tanche oscha. The Torah directs you. Right, bihis halechecha tanche oscha. Right, so we learned in the Sefer Malos HaTorah that he has a whole thing on this. Bihis, when you go, the Torah gives you direction in life. That's Ba'olam Hazeh. B'shach b'cha, when you're lying down, Tishmor alecha, the Torah guards you. When are you lying down? B'kever. That's in the kever. V'akitzoy sahisi sichecha, and when you wake up, that's Olam Haba. So in all stages of life, the Torah protects us. Okay? And he brings many, many such ma'amari chazal about the greatness of the Torah. I'm not going to go through each and every one of them inside. But it's really a tremendous chizuk to know that the more a person is connected to Torah, the more they're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Ruach Nis. Okay? Two more. It said, he brings from the Zohar, "Begain the kad barnash osik be'eraisa." When a person learns Torah, "Kucha b'richu koyim tamon." Hashem actually comes to him. "V'ishtaziv barnash mitlas dinin." And he's protected from all three dinim. Medina de Hai Alma, from the din in this world. Medina de Malach HaMavis. And from the din of Gehenim. That's that famous Gemara with David HaMelech. David HaMelech knew he was going to die on Shabbos. And Mamela, he would always learn the entire Shabbos. And the Malach HaMavis couldn't kill him. And eventually, the only strategy the Malach HaMavis had was he sat on a tree. He cracked the tree, made a tremendous noise. David HaMelech paused for a moment. And then Malach HaMavis got him. But you see that Kozman David HaMelech was Oisek Batayra, there was no way for him to be conquered by the Malach HaMavis. That connection doesn't allow the Malach HaMavis to come in and create any sort of period. The Gemara says, by the way, since David HaMelech died on Shabbos, how did they move him? How did they move him? A dead body is Muktza. So the Gemara says famously that they moved him by putting on him a kikar, a loaf of bread. So they put a loaf of bread on him, and by the loaf of bread, they were able to move him in order to move the loaf of bread. That's called the heter of kikar or tinoik. When by a dead body, so there's a heter called kikar v'tinoik with David HaMelech. Just Derech Agav, Rabbi Englander from here told me, creepy story. He said that his grandfather, when he was nifter on Shabbos. I guess he was like a high-level person, yishtikol, you know, tzaddik. And when he died on Shabbos, they went over to see what happened, and he had put two rolls, challahs, in his pockets. In other words, he knew that he was going to be nifter on Shabbos, and he didn't want them to do muktzah, so he put the rolls in his pockets before he was nifter. To be able to have this halacha of kikar v'tinik. Anyway, that's high level. But anyway, then he goes on to say, "Ukmo she'omru Chazal v'perek malas ha'Torah," like it says in Chazal and perek malas ha'Torah, it says that. We've said this many times. Ein lecha ben chayr el mishoisek b'Torah. That it says charus al haluchos, which literally means it was engraved into the luchos. But we say al tikri charus el acherus. That really we were free by our connection to the luchos. What were we free from? We were free from the malach hamavis. Okay, and basically what it's saying is that that, and this is why the Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hi Lama Chazikim Ba. It's a tree of life, and meaning to say, though, Kol Zman, that you're connected to this tree of life, then you will be in good shape, and the Malach HaMavis will not be able to have any control over you. That's what he says in Perek Yud Zayin. Now, he continues on. It's a beautiful Chazals. I mean, it's like really powerful Chazals, and they're all, you know, from the sources of the Zohar, basically. But there's also plenty of sources in Talmud Bavli along these lines. he starts off in Perek Yud Ches in the next chapter, and he says the following. He says, Ulazois, based on everything I'm telling you, Ha'adam ha-mekabel al-atzmoy ol ha-Torah ha-kdoisha l'shma la-amita. The person who accepts upon himself to learn Torah properly, k'moshi hisbar le'el, hu na'aleh me'al-kol inyon ezeh, he is uplifted from the measly stuff that goes on in this world. Why? What's the mechanics of this? So I prove to you, you don't have malchamavis, you don't have taxes, you don't have yisurim. What's psha? What's the mechanics? How does Hashem set it up that way? So he says, because mushkach me'ito yizbarach hashkacha pratis. You have a special hashkacha pratis from Hashem. L'mayla mehoiras koichos hativ in v'amazol is on top of nature. Kivun shu davak batayra. Because you are davuk in Torah and as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. Umiskadish b'kedusha ha'elyona shel HaTorah, you become sanctified with the sanctity of the Torah. She l'mayla le'in aruch mikol ha'ilamos, which is higher than the worlds. V'hi anasen sachius. The Torah provides life to the world. U'l'chol ha'koich ha'sativim. And to the natural forces of ha'areya. Adam ha'isek ba mechayeh u'mekayim es kulam. You're providing life to the world. So how's that, the world going to control you? The Torah, you can run to my everything. So the Torah provides chiyus, right, to the world. So the Torah provides the chiyus to the world. And we said that you unleash that chias to the world by learning the Torah and studying the Torah. And the way we set it up was a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the first ratzon that Hashem has is the Torah. After the ratzon of the Torah, right, from there comes the entire hashpah to the world. Since from there comes the entire hashpah to the world, so you are now connected to Hashem on top of, on a higher point than all the nature and koach of teva, which filters through there. So therefore it doesn't control you. And if you've ever had an interaction with a real gadol, so you feel that a little bit. I remember when I had questions or discussed something with Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, so Rosh Yeshiva Namir, see, it was Pashat Lamala Min HaTeva. He told you advice and you're like, well, it doesn't make sense. What does making sense have to do with this? It doesn't have to make sense in what you think it has to add up. There's different equation for people that are like him. So there's that's what he's saying over here. That's the mechanics of how all this works. All right, and Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay? Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you, Rav. Good night.
Thank you, have a good night.
Thank you. Gracias, gracias.
Okay.
Rabbi, you have a minute?
Yeah, am I on here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One second. I gotta turn the. Now talk. Yeah.
Okay. So your father called, and they gave an offer. Let me see if I can see you. Maybe it's better. But I didn't fully understand. It doesn't seem like they want to cover the expenses to and from the house. So if I'm going to have to do that, it might not be worth it anymore.
Right.
So do you have any thoughts on that?
What's their offer?
So it's interesting. I gave them an hourly rate, and for some reason, I think I understood that they wanted to do like per month. Now, in this case, it's only going to be per week because they're going away. But
right.
It's. But again, you know, from Collins Avenue, I can take a bus down Collins. I don't even mind spending all that time. But to get from Collins to the house requires another trip. So should I...
No, what doesn't matter.
Okay, but text
We can get around to trust. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, so so that's basically what we're up to in the...
Can you turn on your screen? I'll see over
there. I thought I did. It's off?
Yeah, it's on. It's still not working that well, but okay.
Oh, yeah, no, it's my phone. It's not my computer. That's why I don't have internet access where I'm staying. So.
Oh, okay.
So the question is, was that something that maybe the children would want to cover, or should I push and ask them for it? I don't want to, you know, I don't know what to do.
Is the offer make sense?
Yes, but not with the expenses. With the back and forth, that's not going to work. Unless I misunderstood. Unless I did ask him and I didn't understand the answer. I did ask him, you know, that rate would...
So it's a weekly or a monthly, and you'll work the amount of hours that make sense for you. But basically,
yeah, right. That's what he said. I'm not sure why they want to do it. I guess they want to cap. They want to cap what they would spend on it. That makes sense.
Right. I mean, I think hourly is a lot of pressure. A little bit. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't talk to them about it, but I also would think that they want to look at it more like a job. As opposed to, like, you know, I don't know.
Of course it's a job. Yeah, the screen goes on and off. Of course it's a job. I'm not sure why is an hourly less of a job than a weekly, monthly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get involved in that. You know,
I'm just trying to understand this far. Right. So that's what we're up to. I said I would go tomorrow. You know, it's only 1 week until. But the question is, well, first of all, for this week and also for the future, that's, to be honest.
Why don't you just call me? Just call me.
Sorry. So that's going to be an issue. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Not necessarily. Meaning, how much is the job?
Again, I'm not really sure. Again, about the how it's going to work, because I told him I wanted an hourly rate, and then he said, no, we'll do the month. So then, assuming he agrees to the rate, I'll just work those hours that when we come to that amount.
Right. So, like, what's the nefkamina, I'm saying?
What?
So, like, what's the nefkamina, basically?
Yeah, that's so, but I don't care. If they want to do it that way, that's fine also. And it doesn't make a difference to me. But my point is, I don't think, I asked him that. I didn't really quite understand. I was surprised she called, because I understand her better. But
this guy needs to tell me something. It gets cut off.
But whatever. So,
you want to just call me? Shlomi, just call me, okay?
It's going to work out better. Okay. Call me. Right now.